This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Anyway, so I go out there, and I don't know. I got 14 or 15 of these little fuckers are looking at me like
what?
This
just
guy.
Like staring?
Just staring at me, staring daggers at me. Like this guy thinks that he can be the neighborhood block chubby bunny champion. Uh-huh. And I say, yeah, I think I fucking can because I got a big adult mouth, and all you little kids have little tiny kid mouths, and I'm going to clean the fucking floor with you.
An average age of these little fuckers?
I mean, these guys couldn't, I would say 17 to 20.
Okay.
Anyway, so they start shoving the marshmallows in my mouth.
Oh, sorry. They're shoving them in your mouth.
Yeah, they're holding me down. They're kicking the shit out of me. They're shoving the marshmallows in my mouth.
No further questions?
And I say, come on, that's all you got? I've had chubbier buddies than this.
Okay, but JBC, I'm so sorry to interrupt you again, but like, I just am having a hard time understanding that this is your proposal story. We're going to get to that eventually, right?
We're going to get to that. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Mariah's cousins.
Okay.
I didn't know at the time. I didn't know that. So anyway, I got to get to the airport, right? I got my plane leaves in 45 minutes.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And they're stomping the shit out of me. They're crushing my fingers. They're kicking me. They're punching me. And they're pushing these marshmallows in my house.
Your house? Wow.
This is happening in my house. This is maybe 2-3 in the morning. They broke in the windows. They've entered my house. They got the marshmallows. And I got maybe 20 in my mouth. And they put the 21 in. And I go, 21, chunky bummy.
Wow. So 21 marshmallows in your mouth made you add an M to chunky?
So I could have said chubby bunny, but I thought the way that the guy had explained to me at the store, the game was called Chunky Mumby.
Okay, and again, I am so sorry to be interrupting you again. We are 2 hours into this story,
sure,
and I don't see your proposal in sight.
Well, Aaron, this is a story about how I watched the movie The Proposal.
Oh.
You are such a waste of time.
Okay.
Then why do you need to catch a plane?
Okay. Hey. What? I'm not going to watch the movie at home. I will go down on this hill. That's not the way that you say that. The movie, The Proposal. The movie, The Proposal, is a movie best watched on a plane.
I agree.
So, listeners, if you don't know this already, I've traveled with JPC before. What he does is he'll buy airline tickets simply to access their library of TV shows and movies.
Yeah, because I only want to watch one episode of any TV show.
Yeah, he wants to watch 3 episodes from mid-series How I Met Your Mother and nothing else.
Huh. Hmm.
I watched one episode of Psych on that plane, and I said, I'll go down on this hill.
That's what Tim McGraw said?
I can't remember
who Faith Hill married.
I just watched a video of Tim McGraw talking about his proposal story. That's a fun little circle
back. Wow.
Did he marry Faith Hill?
He did.
That's a fun circle back to a video Aaron watched.
I'm blown away that this is, because I haven't said the name Tim McGraw since maybe, I want to say 98.
Exactly.
So one, I'm shocked that Aaron watched that today. And two, I'm shocked that I remembered he was the one. I don't think they're married any longer. Maybe
they are.
Wow. Love.
It made me teary-eyed. It was such a beautiful story. I think he loves her very much.
Is this where Tim McGraw proposed by 17 to 20 of Faith Hill's cousins shoved marshmallows in his mouth and stomped him?
So you've heard it.
Okay, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, or Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks. Who's the power country couple?
Here's the wild thing. One from each. Faith Hill and Trisha Yearwood.
Trisha Yearwood.
You're all wrong. It's me in a cowboy hat.
True love.
This is the podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle. It's a podcast about riddles, but also features improvisation, scenes, songs, games. I think that's comedy sports.
funny hats. Can we have a slight little sheen to this episode where maybe it's a little more country?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Even if it's just for a little squidge.
Do we want to add a little more sheen to this episode? Winning.
No, Charlie. No, hey, okay, no more sheen.
I, of course, am JPC.
And hey.
And that's it.
Yeah. Hey, get off your high horse. I'm Adel Rafai.
And stop giving
weed to that horse.
Of course, Aaron Keefe. And that's it.
That's everyone.
I've never felt more frightened than saying my name first and then just a wall of silence greeting me.
Can I tell you guys a story from my week?
Yeah, please.
So here's a story about how I am very brave. Okay?
Oh, new story, please.
No.
I don't like this story.
I don't have anything else. Okay. My friend Cody turned 30, and he said, I want to do something for my birthday. We're going to go. He loves spooky things. That's his whole thing. He loves spooky things. I do not like when things are scary. Okay?
So far, I love Cody.
Yeah, he's great. You would get you would have been a great buddy for this. He says, I want to go to the spooky cocktail hour where you pay money. And it's like a spooky place. And I was like, haunted houses, famously one of my biggest fears. I can't do them. I'm scared. But I looked at the website and I was like, this sort of how he put it. It sort of looked like it was going to be like a fog machine and a lava lamp in a bar. That was the vibe I got.
You know, haunted.
You know, haunted. And so we get the tickets. And then I'm like leading up to the event. And I was like, I don't know. I have a feeling about this. It's me, my friend Cody, and my friend Michael. And I waddle up to this, like, it's like a huge mansion, okay?
What?
And I waddle up, and
real,
I'm there
first. A real mansion or like
a
facade?
Yeah, it's a huge house. Like,
oh my God.
Huge.
Aaron, and I implore you to find some new words for walking, because I've watched you walk. It's way more graceful than a waddle.
You're being way too nice to me. It's way less graceful than a waddle somehow.
Yeah.
I'm just like, blop, 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 blop.
I saw in Denmark, I saw Aaron walk by a group of ducks and they went, damn, what the fuck?
Aaron is what I would like to describe as a waddle, but squatting. It's like
a squaddle. So I waddle up to this house, okay? And then there's a man with a table and you have to sign a sheet of paper.
Oh, no.
And that is a huge red flag, okay?
Yeah, not a waiver, a sheet of paper?
Yeah, it's a waiver. But it's, and then I go, no, if this had just a lava lamp and a fog machine, I wouldn't be having to sign shit. And I just know that this is bad. And then I go, I can't bail now. It's his 30th birthday, and it's just me and one other person. I can't abandon him.
Yeah.
And so I go, all right, you know what? I can handle this. I'm very brave. These are just actors. And you have options of which way you go walk into the house. Ooh. And they go, let's do the basement first. Let's get the basement over with.
Yes.
Oh, got it. Got it.
And so we like walk up to the door and there's this woman and she hands us these battery operated candles. This is a long story. I'm so sorry.
Flashlights. Sorry, Aaron.
Kind of. Yeah. That is funny.
For our listeners, Aaron just got back from 1842. She was time traveling. So she forgot the... torture
so
all you English.
And she says, there's a man and he will murder you unless you say, take my light, not my life. So you have to say that to him when he appears to you, but this will be your only light source until then. And I go, uh-oh. Okay. And I walk in and it is pitch black, okay? But I can hear people screaming at something in the distance in this terrifying, complete pitch black basement. And so I just dig my face into Cody's back and I have to go up and down the stairs in this basement. And then people who kind of looked like Death Eaters keep jumping out from fucking nowhere. And then some of them don't want our candles. And I'm like, who is the man who's trying to kill us? And so I get through it.
Some of them don't want our candles. Some of them very much do. They're not saying anything, but their vibe is very much that they want these candles.
Some of them are
getting on me. Work there. So you work there. So I'm.
So far, Aaron, you're describing my heaven.
I hated it. So I'm such a fucking coward that I get through I get to the end of it. I am having heart palpitations. I'm having a hard time. And I get through and I realize I still have my candle. And then the lady at the end is like, wait, why do you have your candle? Can I have that? No one has ever gotten through. Like, you're not supposed to have that. And I realize it's because I'm such a coward that they left me alone. I was the most scared person to ever go through that basement that they didn't bother with me.
Oh, sweetie, sorry. No, let her pass.
We call that, Aaron, we call that the 5 foot piss smell rule. If I get within 5 feet of you in a haunted house and you stink of piss, I'm not supposed to come any closer. You're having a rough night.
I know what you guys are thinking. Was there nudity in this?
Oh,
did
I
see nudity?
I was thinking, was it Agent Cody Banks?
Yes.
It was.
Okay.
There was so nudity?
Yes, Adel, I've been dying to talk to you. It took everything in my soul to not call you immediately. I wanted to call you the moment this was over. And
are we talking dongs, bongs, or kongs? What are we talking here?
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Ooh,
so we walked
I feel sorry for your life.
You would actually love this part. So okay. You get 4 free cocktails, and you have like these little tickets on your thing.
Not free if you bought the tickets.
Yeah, I know, but you get 4 cocktails included. And so there's like this huge space, and there's a spooky man playing the accordion and singing. Very spooky, fun Halloween vibes.
Sure.
There's like velvet curtains. There's people in terrifying costumes walking around. There's a plot to this.
Wow.
There's like Russians and 4 kids have maybe been killed in the house. And I don't know. I can't follow the plot. And to make matters worse, this girl who looks beautiful, she like walks up to the microphone and is like, our human sacrifice is about to begin. Turn off your phones. Do not have your phone or we'll kick you out. And I was like, that is, uh-oh. Why can't we have our phone? So this man, they like start, all these people come out and they're stomping kind of on beat with these lanterns. And I'm like, I have the giggles.
Sure.
I'm so sorry. I'm talking way too much. You can cut me off at any time.
Aaron, can I just say, this is more than any riddle we've ever had. This is the most interesting, amazing story I've ever heard. So please continue. And I don't care if this takes another 50 minutes.
Okay. So they're stomping. And then they start to like fake kill this guy who was the one who was playing the accordion. He's got multiple roles in this. They start like fake killing him. And then literally out of nowhere, again, I can't follow the plot of this. No one really can. They just take off his clothes and they put a mask on him and then they keep fake killing him. And I was like, oh my.
Wait, they start killing him. Then they undress him. Then they continue to kill him?
Yes. So your confusion is our confusion because they like fake shot him and then they fake strangled him and then they fake stabbed him.
Shot him is not. I've never seen a haunted house with guns. That's a new one. That's
a haunted gun.
That is what I said. And that is what I said because I went, I've never. You're supposed to do some old timey scary things.
Yeah.
That is a modern gun.
That's wild.
Here's the thing. Adel, you just glossed right over this. I've never seen a haunted house where I saw somebody's penis. I don't think that's ever been that I saw at a haunted house.
I've seen Sleep No More, and it has a lot of dongs. I will say, Aaron, so far, you're describing everything I love. Immersive theater, escape rooms, spooky haunted houses, and cocktails, and Weird Al naked. This is everything I love.
Exactly. Dude, Weird Al naked. So I'm only taking 2 sips of each of these cocktails because I'm like, I need to have my wits about me.
Sure,
I'm not enjoying these at all. I do not want this. And so I'm already going like, after that basement experience, I am going to sit out from anything else. You guys, like, you go, don't. And then they were like, don't be a coward. Come with us. And I was like, fair.
These are friends.
Yeah, sort of. Yes. Well, of course. But then something very funny happened. So we're walking through the rooms.
Aaron, please keep going with this story, but we are over 10 minutes in, so I just have to say, which mountain range is found inside an airport? Okay, forget I said it. Don't worry about me saying it. Just keep going. Just keep going. Don't think about that. Aaron, I can see you thinking about it. No, Adel, don't think about it.
The Toblerone Alps?
Okay, so Toblerone is the answer. That riddle was from Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Was Toblerone really the answer?
Yeah, I honestly thought that's going to be really hard to get, but it is Toblerone.
Are you joking?
No, it's not. I'm not joking.
Because the chocolate's little mountains.
It's got a little mountain on it. Yeah.
Well, the chocolate's also shaped like mountains. Okay,
the chocolate's shaped like mountains, and it has the mountain on the wrapper. Uh-huh. Aaron, keep going.
We can transition.
We just bought 7 more minutes.
I refuse.
We just bought 7 more minutes. Keep going.
Anyways, the first monster is this like gingerbread looking man who's covered in doll parts, baby parts, and he's in a nursery. And it's no thank you. But we're going through these rooms, and in the last room, they say, in order to get out, someone has to tell a secret, a horrible secret of something that you've done in your life. And no one I'm with is saying anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I go like, and you guys know this, and our listeners know this. I went, one time when I was babysitting, the girl I was babysitting accidentally drank a beer. And that was a good enough secret. And then he gave me the token. And then the other people we were with laughed. So I got a laugh. So I was feeling pretty good.
Aaron, what would you have done? What would you have done if you had said that secret and the person covered in baby dolls or whatever, like the super spooky person was like, did you take that from a podcast? And you were like, no. And they were like, I listened to the podcast named Hey Riddle Riddle. You took that from Hey Riddle Riddle. And you were like, oh, I'm Aaron from Hey Riddle Riddle. And they were like, oh my God, such a big fan. And then they reach out a baby hand for you to shake.
Yeah, but then I would go, I actually don't need you to listen to my show because you're very scary. But we go to the other side, and those three actors were great. No notes. We go to the other side. These motherfuckers had it out for me.
Yeah.
I was so furious. They were like invading my personal space, and I kept going, sir, you are very talented, and I think you're doing such a good job, and I totally get that you're good at this.
Wait, that's I what you said to just, me.
I know.
Am I and scary?
I said, I've had just about enough of this. Thank you so much. I think you're doing so great. Save your energy. This can be a little rest for you, sir. But he kept doing that thing, and then he slammed us away from each other, and we're alone in these rooms. And then the last person like was being super weird and didn't want us. But anyways, long story short, we went outside. There was aerial bartenders. I got a tarot card reading. I was so brave, and I've had nightmares every single night since.
Okay, a few follow-up questions. Aerial bartenders, these are mermaids, or they're on like...
They're aerial-esque.
Alcohol.
That and is... they're not singing. They were very talented.
How do you not spill a drink if you're an aerial bartender?
I spent money to go there. Didn't even leave with a buzz. Was too scared to drink the drinks they provided with me because I was so scared of that place. If you want to go there in LA, I'll message me on Instagram. I'll send you the deets if that seems like your thing. Sorry.
Aaron,
I just needed to tell Adel that.
Just so you know, fear is one of the only things that burns alcohol out of the bloodstream.
Is that
and
true?
That's like, science.
When I was drinking, back in my drinking days, if I really needed to sober up very quickly, I would call a person from my past and confront a very fucked up thing that had happened to the two of us, something that I had blocked out of my memory completely, and that would sober me up like that.
It's the same with hiccups.
Easy.
You know, when with hiccups where you just like hide behind something and jump out and it cures the hiccups? It cures the drunks, too.
Mm-hmm. It cures
I've realized-
the drunks.
Aaron, please text me all the info immediately as soon as this recording is over, because that sounds like my absolute dream. I am realizing, one, that story was phenomenal, Aaron. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for going
into the detail.
I wanted
to call you right away, but I had to wait.
That was incredible. I am realizing there is legit something scary. Like, if you were in, like, a crypt and a Dracula popped out and was like, bleh, and then pulled out a gun from his cloak and said, give me your fucking blood. Like, there is something legit scary about that, of, like, Dracula... He's a modern Dracula.
Do you want to know why, Adel?
Yes.
It's unhinged. There's no rules. That's some Joker shit. That's like, that is like chaotic evil. Because you go, Dracula's from like the 1800s or whatever. He's like old. And then you have him have like a robot. Like, no.
You want to know how I got these fangs?
Yeah.
I disagree. I think Joker shit would be if Dracula popped out and was like, blah. And then like pulled the pin out of a grenade and was like, hey, what the fuck? I'm going to blow everybody up with a grenade. And you're like, wait, what? This is so anachronistic. Like, what is the grenade doing here? That's going to kill everybody, Dracula. It'll kill you.
So there's two things I wanted to run by you guys about this experience.
Yes. Waddle by us.
It really occurred to me that people are experiencing what I experienced drunk.
Yeah.
Like, there was ample opportunity to be drunk experiencing this. Could you, Adel, go through a haunted house pretty drunk? And to top it off, the girl behind me told me she loved mushrooms before she walked in. And I went, are you going to be okay? And she went, I hope so. And then I never saw her again.
No one did.
If I experienced that while in mushrooms, I would simply float through the ceiling straight into heaven. My body would explode like a black cat.
That's my hell.
I think that if I were doing that on mushrooms, I would be fine because I would just be able to disassociate so easily. Like when I'm on mushrooms, it's like, hey, I could just, if I'm like going through something, I can't be like, oh, this isn't happening to me, because it's like, of course it is. But if I'm on mushrooms, I could very easily be like, this is happening to somebody else, and then enjoy the rest of the night. Because I'm like, poor bastard, this is happening too. He must be out of his fucking gourd right now. Me,
I think that's
just great.
A good mantra for getting through life. Yeah. This is happening to someone else. I'm just going to enjoy this.
It sounds like the way to experience it is maybe on Molly, and that way when they jump out, you're like, you are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I don't think so. Anyway, sorry for the long-winded story. No. I had to run it by these guys. Let's do some more
incredible
riddles.
That was... Aaron, can we stop and give you a little round of applause?
Thank you so much.
That was one of the better stories I've ever heard.
And I have to say, if you were planning on going to that haunted house, I guess I'm sorry, because we've ruined it for you. So if you're in the LA area and you were planning on going to that thing, spoiler alert, it's not going to be as scary to you now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm just going to tell you guys, there's one motherfucker upstairs who's not going to leave you alone. So just like be forewarned about that guy. I told him he could rest.
HR has had a lot of complaints about that guy because he's that guy where we're like, hey, man, like we don't have to work on Monday. That's cool. And he's like, actually, it's optional. You can come in if you want. And it's like, okay, great.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are the manager of a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you are Bloodthorn. A character of your own creation that doesn't quite fit with the theme of the haunted house, but you are so committed that you are kind of disturbing and bothering customers. And JPC, you've had to sit down Bloodthorn to have a talk.
Hey, can I stand? It's kind of hard to sit in this costume.
Kelsey, I told you, the house isn't open for another hour and a half. You don't have to be in costume. And in fairness, no one told you to wear the costume that you are wearing.
I'm in a big old bush, and yeah. It is mm-hmm. uncomfortable, but I have to. It takes a few hours to get in, and so I need to leave the buffer time. That's why I'm dressed so fast.
Kelsey, you are in the butchery, okay? So you need to be dressed in your apron, and you need to be wearing your fake blood, and that's all. And you just have to scare the people with the cleaver.
And like I said before, I misheard you, and now I'm wearing a bush.
Yeah.
It hurts, and this blood on me is real.
Yeah, Kelsey, don't... Bring the bush. You say that it's an accident, but this is the third time we've had this conversation. You got to stop bringing the bush back. It doesn't fit with the room, and you're not. And we're getting a lot of complaints about you. And the complaints, by the way, Kelsey, are not that you are being scary. It's there is a big piece that is very off theme for the room, and it's worrying people. Like they don't believe that you work here. They don't. They don't believe that you work here.
Okay. Well, you know what? I was just trying to like set myself apart and really go for it and get your attention because everyone thinks that I got this job because of nepotism.
Kelsey, why can't you be more like Randy? Randy, would you come in here for a second?
Yeah. What's going on?
See, Randy is playing Dr. Lizard. Okay. And he's perfect. He's got the long tail, he's got the lizard fingers, and he's got the voice. And that's all he has to do. He has to just be Dr. Lizard.
So you bought it. Zip, it's me, Dr. Chameleon.
Oh, my God.
Okay, look, Randy, Dr. Chameleon.
Yes? Am I fired?
No, look, I obviously...
I need this job.
Neither one of you are fired. You're the only two people who want to work here.
Dr. Chameleon, why did you do this? What was the end game? You didn't steal any money?
I have kids to feed.
I can't technically discuss this with you, Kelsey, but Dr. Chameleon, I mean, he did sign his real name, Dr. Chameleon, and all his HR paperwork, so he got the job.
Oh, so you just work here.
Yeah, he works here.
Yes.
He asked me to call him Randy, so I guess it didn't really fool me. I was just doing what you asked me to do, Randy.
Okay, well, how can I compete with an actual supervillain here?
We cut to somebody walking through the haunted house and coming upon Bloodthorn.
Oh, hey, Jeff, look. We're in like a... Is this like a butcher shop?
Oh, my God. There's like pig heads hanging from everywhere.
Shake. I'm a bush.
Oh, there's a person in there.
Are you making a cocktail?
No, I'm just shaking. Do you see my leaves, Russell?
Oh,
I'm a bush,
what?
And this blood is real.
They can't see out of there. Hey, I'm sorry. You might be in the wrong room. Can we help you find like a forest-themed room? Or?
Yeah.
No, this is where I belong. Abu, boo.
Abu,
boo.
The monkey from Aladdin.
Boo.
Say boo.
Why did you scream?
She scared herself. I think she scared herself a little bit.
I think the lines I'm wearing a big bush, or I'm a big bush, and then she's scaring herself. I think those are classic lines.
Yeah, of course. All right, sorry, your old man puzzles, and I'm so sorry.
I am. We've already begun the riddles. Honestly, that Toblerone one from Matt, I read that and I said, man, I think this is going to be really hard to get. I'm going to have to give a lot of clues. And of course, I'm always wrong when I think that. When I think a riddle will take forever, it goes by very quickly. When I think a riddle is going to be an easy get, it's the whole entire episode. So
I want to say something, which is I'm kind of embarrassed because I was saying that as a joke answer. And for my joke answer to be right,
Adam,
really,
you didn't have
really,
to tell people that.
It really hurts.
What if it's a joke? And what if it was a joke riddle? I mean, we don't know.
That's fair.
If Matt was trying to do a big joke on you,
yeah,
then everybody got what they wanted, really.
thank you, Matt. This is totally off topic, but it's something I forgot. Aaron, speaking of things you're going to text me or call me about, I was going to tell you, this morning I literally flew in from Connecticut.
Boy, my arm's tired. Boy, are my arms tired.
I was masturbating the whole way. Mm-hmm. I was in the Stanford, Connecticut airport, and Gemma and I, we took like a 5 a.m. flight to Chicago, and there was a line at our gate that was maybe 45.
Dunkin' Donuts.
There was a line at our gate 45 to 50 people deep, and we're like, our flight is oversold. And then they opened up the gate to Dunkin' Donuts at 4:30 a.m., mm-hmm. and everyone shifted against the wall, and we're like, that was the line for Dunkin' Donuts, and we cackled. And I went to take a video to send to you, and then I was like, everyone's kind of looking over at me because we're laughing, so I did not want to. But that was incredible.
Isn't it incredible that I knew what you were going to say?
Yes, you've clearly been
to. I was like,
to-
a New England airport early in the morning? I'm familiar.
Insane.
Wow, that is a lot of people who want to pay, what, like $8 for an airport coffee? Airport coffee, by the way, the best coffee. And reason why, it's because the people who make it truly want to be anywhere else in the world.
Can you imagine driving to an airport for your job?
Well, the cool thing is that you get to go right past security. You get the little badge and everything.
Yeah.
The bad thing is, I think that this might still be true, is if you work at an airport, like if you work at like a Dunkin' airport, you don't actually work for Dunkin' or you don't actually work for Starbucks. You work for like Aramark or whatever fucking contractor like hires you to work at the airport. So you're
is
really
that real?
Like, you're usually making like less money and you're not actually working for the corporation that, like, I know, like, Starbucks does, like, good healthcare or whatever, but if you work at the Starbucks at, like, an airport or a college, you're actually just getting, like, whatever shitty contractor healthcare that they give you.
Which is
no healthcare. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. Do you guys know, like, I could talk to you guys a long time about labor history in the United States, but actually,
JBC, I would love to hear this, but I do have to read this.
Okay,
what
that's
do you
true.
Call...
This next one is from Meg. Okay, Meg writes, loving the show and look forward to it each week. Thank you for making it. This riddle is from September 2018.
thanks, Meg.
Oh, interesting. You're a fan of llama combo.
That is bad. We are sorry. We don't. No one here has watched Family Guy in the last decade, and we are so sorry about that.
Yes,
that is
we're
bad
so,
for us.
We're so sorry, Meg.
This sucks. This is the new My Wife for us, isn't it? Is you guys doing Family
now,
Guy
Now, Aaron, you do Cleveland.
There's so many levels of irony to this that really at the end of the day, it's just you doing Family Guy voices.
It's actually okay if Aaron does Cleveland because the guy that did Cleveland was white.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, do it.
Insane. No,
here,
don't. Please don't.
I'll do Chris.
Was not okay that he did it.
I'll do Brian. Hi, I'm Brian the dog.
Good. Pretty good. Good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Anyway, this riddle is...
I'm crying laughing.
This riddle is from Meg. We have to assume it's Family Guy, Meg. There are a few trees in a garden. On one of them, a pear tree, there are pears. But after a strong wind blew, there were neither pears on the tree nor on the ground. How is this possible?
Sorry, there's trees in a garden.
A few.
Some have pears, some have partridges.
Only one of them. I never said partridges. Only one of them has pears. One of the trees is a pear tree and it has pears. But after a strong wind blows by, there are neither pears on the tree nor on the ground. How is this possible?
They blew into the other tree.
This is like peeing out the poison all over again, Aaron.
You can't stop me now. I'm too old. You can't.
No,
I'm
you haven't
too
had a birthday
now.
Yet. You haven't had a birthday yet.
I'm old now, and I can't be dead stopped.
No, you're 29.
When
you're
I was 26
young.
And I had big old eyes and a bushy tail, and I would let just about anything happen, I could be dead stopped. I am old now, and I have seen some things.
Aaron, you are in your upper late 20s, but you are not 30 yet. But you are not 30
but
yet.
So soon. I'm a sneeze away.
Hey, well, you know what? As soon as you are, we'll shake those pears from your tree. But until then, you can't say, thank you. some people call me Maurice. You cannot not be dead stopped.
Hey, can I just say, this is the most fun I've had on any of this.
Yay!
You were on a 5 a.m. flight, so I can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That might have something to do with it.
We're recording this at 10
you,
o'clock at night.
Like, you did a volleyball serve of a Family Guy voice, and I spiked it down back onto your face faster than anything has ever moved in recorded human history. I went, nope, no.
But you were right to do so. I'm with you, Aaron.
I'm with her. Aaron, you are wrong to assume that the pears have been transferred to a different tree.
They're in a different yard. They're out of the garden.
What if that's how pears worked?
What if that's a pear trees worked? That's how you become a pear tree.
Okay, so I was slap happy enough that I thought you said Aaron. Partridge as per the song.
Sure.
Does this have anything to do with that song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
I wouldn't say yes.
Okay.
Okay.
A gust of
JBC,
wind.
JBC, give me some hints.
Oh, a gust of wind. Was it some sort of ghost that like snatched them all?
No. There was no sort of ghost.
Are we talking about pears, the fruit?
Aaron, that is a good context. Yes, we're talking about pears, the fruit, and they're not on the ground. This yard, anyone else's yard, they didn't get stuck to, you know, something else. It's just a strong gust of wind blew them off the tree.
Okay, I love pears. I think I have an answer.
Okay,
but it's a little heady. This is kind of like Inception. So I'm apologies if you can't keep up. This is very much a Christopher Nolan answer.
Okay, I know the answer, so I'll go ahead and say this is wrong. Continue.
Okay, so is it that these trees are actually like, we'll say, for example's sake, cherry trees?
Sure.
And there's pairs of cherries, and when the gust of wind comes, it knocks down half of each pair to the ground, so that on the ground and on the tree, there's only one cherry per set, so there's no longer pairs. But
and the top keeps spinning at the end, and you're left to wonder... Is what he's experiencing real or in his dream?
Adel,
yes.
You are so close to the answer of this riddle. Now, they are pears the fruit, like Aaron said. So the word like pear doesn't have anything to do with this. But you're dangerously close to the answer.
So
do they fall into a basket?
No. Ooh, that's a great answer. Is it
nothing caught them?
So does it have to do with pears, P-A-I-R-S?
No, it has to do with P-E-A-R-S, but I do think that thinking that way, well, let me read the riddle one more time and keep P-A-I-R-S in mind.
Okay.
There are a few trees in a garden. On one of them, a pear tree, there are pears. But after a strong wind blew, there were neither pears on the tree nor on the ground. How come?
The pears are still in the tree.
No. There were neither pears on the tree nor on the ground.
Wait, was pears the name of the ghost that was stealing these pears? Because you said it might be a ghost, right?
I didn't say it wasn't. I said no.
Can we see a little Pears the Ghost? Anyone want to play that?
I think JBC, that you got this.
That's all I have is let's just see Pears the Ghost.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Well, maybe just like a little catchphrase. Like,
yeah,
let's see
I'd
him.
Like to see.
Let's see a 20-second scene of him stealing pears and him just living his best life.
Right,
non-life, dead life. Yeah.
Dead life. Pears the Ghost. Lois wants me to go out to the garden and collect these pears.
Starting to disassemble my computer. I'm ripping it in half a sheet of paper.
If I
just
want
rip
that
up my laptop.
Evil woman
had a
to
notebook.
Take my pears,
okay.
Then I guess I'll try my best to put
Casey,
the pears
Casey, you can have all
basket.
My stuff, I think.
What are you doing here, Meg? You useless witch.
Yeah.
Hey, don't talk to your sister like that.
Casey, you can just
and scene.
Find a replacement for me if you want. I don't really care.
That was a little scene of Pears the Ghost.
Okay, you know what? I'll do Pears the Ghost.
Okay, Aaron, here's Pears.
Oh my goodness, I love pears, the fruit, but I wish I was a pear. I'm a very lonely ghost.
Giggity, giggity. Did somebody just say lonely?
I am.
This is amazing.
JBC, guess what? I'm texting Mariah, and I'm going to make her fall in love with me, and she's going to be in love with me, and she's going to leave you. I'm playing the long game here.
Is this
you fucked
episode?
With the wrong girl. I'm getting both your fiancés to fall in love with me. Fuck
no.
Y'all.
Well, too late with Gemma. She's already in love with you. Can we submit this episode to the potties? I have to assume that's an award show.
Can we flush it down the toilet? Yes.
Down the
can
potties.
We start over?
I've been,
sure.
Every episode that we do, I've been submitting it for a MacArthur Genius Grant. I really want $400,000 to do whatever I want.
This so show far, is so no dumb, luck. It loops back around to genius somehow. All right, go ahead.
Do you know what?
Go ahead. You have to answer the fucking riddle.
Yeah, tell me it.
Do you know what a pear's... Hey, I have a riddle for you, JPC.
Oh, please.
You should nail this. Do you know what a pear's... Okay. Do you know what a pear's favorite TV show is?
Fresh
Company.
Prince of Bel-Pear.
Well, that's better. Well, mine was Bosch, but never mind.
Emily in Paris.
Well, nice. It's actually Emily in Paris, so...
Oh... Emilis in Paris.
Isn't
Three's Compa pear.
Isn't Bosch a type of pear? So Bosch.
Huh.
Is that a one-to-one?
I don't like pears.
Two different words, so it can't really be a one-to-one. And we don't know if Bosch is a type of pear.
Did my plane crash? Guys, be honest with me. Did my
What's
plane crash?
What's the answer to this? I need to know.
Adol basically got it, but I think he got it in a kind of confusing way. But there were two pears on the tree. One blew off, so there are no longer pears, plural, on the tree, or pears, plural, on the ground. There's one pear on the ground, and one pear in the tree.
That's exactly what I said, but I said cherries.
Okay, but here's the thing, though, is Jack when Mark. I asked if we were talking about pears, I assumed, when you said yes, I assumed they were all spelled the same way.
They are.
You it's, fooled
it,
me.
No, we were not talking about a pair of pears. That was nowhere in the language. It was just pears. P-E-A-R-S.
Well, I wasn't listening.
JPC, Aaron, please. We have to do ads, but here's the thing. I don't want to cut to break for this episode. So let's keep talking, and we can play ads over the top of us talking. Does that work?
No.
Okay.
And we'll see you back after this ad break.
Oh, wait, I forgot we're supposed to be country. See you soon, y'all.
JPC Adol, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adol on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from, not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. And I love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'll bring us back.
Giggity, 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 nope. Giggity, and we're back. It's me, Quag something.
That's Chris.
To avoid more Family Guy impressions, I think we should just get really serious about riddles for the rest
what
of the episode.
What is unquestionably yours, but often freely given and almost always used by someone else?
Your name.
JPC. This is embarrassing. It's in.
And your height?
It's 5'11", but I tell people 60.
Date of birth?
December 14th, 1997.
A day that you'll live in infamy.
Language of origin?
It's the language that they use on the Flintstone menus.
Oh, and right. Love language?
Potions.
All right. And
can you use your name in a sentence?
Yeah.
Who left all this JPC shit?
Okay, I'd like to solve the answer.
Please.
JPC.
Your name. Aaron, you are absolutely correct. The answer to that is your name. That was from Jess. Thank you, Jess.
I would like to see a scene.
Oh.
Adel, you are a man who works at an office, and JPC, you're a salesman, and you are going in, and someone told you that in order to get someone to like you, you have to repeat their name over and over again. So you've been doing that to Adel, and Adel, you're going to call him out on it.
Hey, buddy, welcome to the office.
No, don't. I want a real scene. I'm shutting it down. No, I asked for my scene, and I ordered it nicely, and I told you what I wanted it to be. And Adel, I asked so nice, and you don't need to do this.
I think we could have got there.
Aaron, I'm so sorry to say, the kitchen is all out of non-Family Guy scenes. Would you like to go to a different restaurant?
Do you know what that felt like? That felt like if I told people I'm throwing a dinner party for them, and I like work in the kitchen all day, and I set it up, and I use the fine china, and I use all those things, and I make it look so good, and I use nice candles, and I set it up, and I like welcome people into my home, and then someone just with a garden hose completely ruins everything that I set up and worked all day to do.
I don't want to bust your nuts, but you literally just did a Family Guy cutaway. Nice cutaway to a dinner scene, and then somebody breaks one of the garden hose.
Help.
That's Family Guy. You're doing the show.
Aaron, you're nailing it. Good job.
You're nailing it.
Thanks for supporting it.
No, we're doing that
again. I haven't been this embarrassed since somebody broke into my dinner party with a garden hose. And then Aaron does Family Guy.
Aaron, I want to see a scene where you fight a chicken for 10 minutes so I don't have to write a full script.
All right.
Okay, well, Aaron, we'll do your scene.
Okay.
I'm the salesman?
Yeah, you're the salesman. So like you're repeating his name over and over.
Gotcha. I don't know. I think that your wife's really going to love this cologne. She's going to smell you, Dave. And Dave, she's going to like the way you smell, Dave.
Well, my wife, I'd like to think she likes my natural musk. And then I actually do use a cologne sparingly when we go to, football
Dave,
games, which
Dave,
is...
Dave, my boy, my man, my guy, Dave, your wife likes cologne. That's the little secret, Dave, that I'll let you in on, Dave. Your Dave wife? May I call you Dave wife? What's Mrs. Dave's name?
Well, she has a name.
Mrs. Dave's name. It's going to be more helpful for me to know Mrs. Dave's name.
Sure. Her name is Viola.
So anyway, Dave. Viola's Dave. Dave's Viola. Viola's Dave. Viola's Dave. Dave Viola. Viola Dave.
I'm sorry. Are you...
Dave. Dave.
Sorry,
Dave.
Are you in a contest?
I'm sorry?
you've said my name ad nauseum. Is there...
Oh, Dave, you're back from your business trip early. I had, I had no idea that you'd be back.
Viola, what are you... Wait, how... Why am I on the porch and the salesman is selling me something from inside my own house while I'm on the
sorry,
porch?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry, Dave. He just... Dave, can I call
you
Dave?
You were buying her time to get out of the house.
Can I, Dave, can I just say something? He just smelled so good. And he kept repeating my name over and over, and I love hearing my own name. But Dave?
Unbelievable.
Dave, honey. Dave.
What? What?
Do you feel better when I use your name a bunch?
I'm furious, but I gotta be honest. It does feel nice.
Right?
Dave? Viola? I know that you must both kind of hate me right now, but I did what I did to prove a point. Dave, you gotta buy this cologne. It's the cologne that I use. It drives your wife wild. You already
He's
know
right,
it works.
Dave.
Okay.
You already know it works, Dave.
I'm pissed.
Dave!
I'm pissed, but my curiosity is piqued. What's the scent?
Pissed.
Dave.
Scene. Pissed, Dave, scene.
All right.
Pissed, Dave, scene. Here we go. This next riddle is from Dylan. Dylan includes their Twitter handle. I don't know why they would include their Twitter handle unless they wanted me to read their Twitter handle. And their Twitter handle is at Dylan, and I believe that's a J-T-S, Cott with two T's. So it's like Dylan, it's Dylan, it's Cott, Dylan, Dylan J, Dylan J.
This is the riddle? Scott. Is this the riddle?
I don't know. I don't know what, I'm trying to make sense of this Twitter handle and I just can't. Dylan writes, I stumbled on this riddle by Jonathan Swift, and it seemed like you would all enjoy it.
Ooh, Jonathan Swift, the corrections. I love him.
I think Jonathan Swift, if memory serves, is the, like the...
Are you Olmec?
He's like the baby eater one, right?
Oh, excuse me?
Jonathan Swift wrote that like poem about eating a baby.
Oh, I thought he...
During the potato famine. Is that not Jonathan Swift?
I thought he wrote Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, you might be right.
I thought it was the guy in town who runs real fast.
I want to see a scene.
No, you don't.
I want to see a scene.
Now
Hold
scenes
on.
Are just Family Guy cutaways.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're a person in town who wrote a poem about eating a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It was published in the newspaper, and JPC, you're a concerned neighbor.
Hey, I saw your recipe in the paper.
Oh, thanks. Scene.
Holy shit.
The perfect scene. The perfect scene just happened.
Yeah, Jonathan Swift wrote A Modest Proposal in 1729.
And Gulliver's Travels.
And Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah. The Modest Proposal was, I guess it was like during the potato famine, and his modest proposal, it was like satirical, was like, just eat your kids. That's how you don't starve, is you have kids and eat them.
Can I just say for all my book heads out there, I made a fun little Jonathan Franzen joke earlier, so enjoy that.
Enjoy that, book heads. Here we go. Here is Jonathan Swift's riddle. We are little airy creatures, all of different voice and features. One of us in glasses set, one of us you'll find in jet. To other you may see in tin, and the fourth a box within. The fifth you should pursue. It can never fly from you.
Sinatra.
Vowels.
It is Aaron. Sinatra, correct. It is Sinatra is the answer. Aaron, yes, it is vowels.
Fly me to the moon and let me see the stars go.
I would pay good money to hear Sinatra be like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I'm sure he did.
Thank you.
I've been dead for many years.
Vegas, Vegas, A, B, C.
Break your legs, you mess with me. Cha.
I guess it would be pretty funny if we had the technology just to like remake like Sinatra songs in his voice, and we could just like write songs, put them into a computer, and it would come out as like a Sinatra song singing the ABCs. That seems like something that technology should be able to do for us.
Yeah,
yeah.
We should be able. Computers should be able to replicate any dead singer's voice to where I can get on my little computer, type in a bunch of lyrics, and then that generated. Voice should be able to sing a song and make it sound real.
The fact that we can't do that yet is like, what's even the fucking point? Like, why do we have the fucking computers?
Yeah.
We can't do that yet?
Well, I'll tinker around and try and figure it out, because we all know I'm fucking Dr. Technology, as per the start.
Zip.
What
it's
happened
me!
Before this, huh?
Dr.
What happened before
Technology!
We started recording?
What happened before this was I had 45 minutes of computer issue Then it was revealed that my laptop is outdated and can't support what we're trying to do. Then it was revealed by me that I bought a new MacBook in January and have simply not touched it.
And then Adel assumed I was mad at him.
And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, guys. We record these in advance. We don't record these that far in advance.
No.
This is coming out in October, and this is, what, mid-February right now? So.
Yeah.
What's the big idea?
There we go.
Okay. This next one is from Tom. Mm. I love this one. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom, for your submission.
Thank you, Tom.
A man woke up in bed very early one morning.
Good for
him.
He
didn't have a...
Does he think he's better than me? Waking up early? Unbelievable.
Yeah, how early? Like
guy.
Six?
For
That's
a flight?
Insane.
For a flight out of Concorde?
It must have been a flight.
I woke up at 3.
A man woke up in bed very early one morning. He didn't have a clock or watch, but wanted to know what time it was. Without the man asking, someone from the surrounding houses shouted exactly what time it was. How did the man get the answer he needed?
Psychic rooster.
Okay.
I would like to.
I want to see. Adel's got a list of things that he could just say at any time that he knows we're going to see come from. It's like his, like, how do I tee up some of my characters?
Psychic Rooster is the name of the new restaurant bar I'm opening. So I was talking to Gemma. So I'm sorry. What was the question? Was there a riddle?
He's been writing by the light of a candle late into the night, psychic rooster bits.
Flashlight. Aaron, I've been writing by the light of a flashlight.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Aaron's from the old-timey times. No, Adel Psychic Rooster is a really good guess, but it is not... Well, hold on. Adel Psychic Rooster is a guess. hold on. Adel Psychic Rooster is a waste of everyone's time. Shame on you. And may God
psychic
have mercy
Rooster
on
is a
soul.
Collection of sounds that does nothing for us.
Okay, well.
Okay, people are going to really enjoy that run, I think. I think that's going to be well received.
Would anyone hazard to wage a guess?
Would anybody like to gizzard a guess?
Jesus Christ. Would anyone like to hazard?
Someone yelled, welcome to noon. It's noon and welcome.
No one yelled, welcome to noon.
So. This person did not have, what was it? They didn't have a clock or a phone?
Yeah, or let's watch. Assume that they had nothing to tell the time.
They had nothing to tell the time.
Do they live next to like a church or something where...
Someone shouted the... Oh, is it the neighbors on the east side who always wake up at 4 a.m., get drunk and yell at each other? Barbara, it's 5 a.m. and you're doing this?
They wake up, get drunk, and then yell at each other? It's not that they've been up all night. Wait. They wake up early and drink.
You've so nobody never here lived had in parents? Wrigleyville. Okay.
My dad had to get up at 4 a.m. to go to work, but before that, he was up for 2 hours, drunk off his ass, yelling at my mom.
Okay.
Aaron, what's the riddle answer, please?
I know this is wrong and stupid. His neighbor is actually a news station, and they go, hello, welcome to the 6 o'clock news.
Aaron, I swear to God, I thought you had it. You said so confidently that you were like, I know this. But no, his neighbor was not a news station. Let's assume that this is a residential neighborhood. I think that'll help us. Oh, it's not like Chicago with all these mixed-use buildings.
The news comes on and someone goes, it's the 6 o'clock news.
$5 movies? No, Aaron, that is not correct. It is a good guess, but it is not correct.
Were they a podcaster? Was it like Peter Sagal?
No, it wasn't anyone saying the time for their own benefit, I will say. Oh, that's a good
hint.
Hi,
I'm just calling and letting you know it's 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah, somebody works for Movie Phone next door.
I was going to say, do you remember that there used to be a number that you could call that would tell you, like, at the tone, the time is 5:51, and then it would go, bong, and it would tell you, do you guys remember that?
I don't remember that.
JBC, I absolutely remember that, and I almost brought it up, and then I said, Adel, don't say it, because they're going to make fun of how old you are.
Wait, you almost brought it up as an answer to this riddle?
I almost brought it up in conversation just now, and then I was like, Adel, they're going to tear into you and say, was that Alexander Graham Bell saying the ding?
I love how you pivoted to Movie Phone. You're like, Movie Phone's new and cool and young and hip.
Adel, what you're experiencing is pattern recognition. So you have noticed over time that we will... tear into you anytime you mention the 80s.
And I get pattern recognition from my mom's dad?
Yes, from your, it's all from the your maternal grandfather, correct, yes.
I died on this plane. So it wasn't for somebody else's benefit, so they're clearly talking to someone else. Was there...
Correct. It wasn't for their own benefit, it was for someone else's benefit, yeah.
Was it like they have someone in their house who's like... being taken care of, like they're in a hospital bed or something.
That is a very good guess, but no, it is not that.
Like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
It's 8 a.m. The school bus is here.
That's pretty good.
School bus is here. Wake up.
That's a very good answer. Let me help you narrow it down. It's for the benefit of the guy who woke up and doesn't know what time it is. Someone is telling him the time. And they're specifically telling him the time. They're not telling it for anyone else's
benefit. Because he's late for something.
Benefit. It's not because he's late. He doesn't get a phone call. It's a neighbor. It's a neighbor in one of the surrounding houses.
This isn't one of those riddles where the answer is like he's blind, is it?
Even if he was blind, how would that be an answer to this riddle?
You know that Taylor Swift music video?
I knew you
were. Where her and that boy
can see
into each other's rooms.
Yeah.
He's the captain and we're on the bleachers.
He yells the time while I'm sleeping.
They see into each other's rooms and they know like what's going on with each other. So it's someone going like, hey, I know you're supposed to be somewhere.
He does this. He taps his wrist or she taps her wrist.
He looks at someone asleep in their bed and he taps his wrist. No. So let's say for the answer to this, he can't see. No one can see into his house. He can't see into anyone else's house.
He didn't pay his electricity bill.
First of all, he has a month. Okay. So get off his ass because they're not going to shut the lights off. If they do, he just pays and they'll turn it right back on.
Toblerone.
Correct.
What? I just said that.
I liked the way Aaron said it.
Give another hint, a better hint.
Okay. The man who woke up didn't just simply wake up and have the time declared for him. He did something to cause the time to be declared for it.
Oh, he has one of those two soup cans with the string attached. He lives in a treehouse with his neighbor.
No, he didn't ask. He didn't directly ask what the time is.
He's a bird.
He's not a bird, but aren't we all?
He's like a bird. Nelly Furtado.
He wants to fly away. A man woke up in bed very early one morning. He didn't have a clock or watch, but wanted to know what time it is without the man asking. He didn't ask anyone. Someone from the surrounding houses shouted exactly what time it was. Now, he didn't ask someone, but he did do something.
Nelly Furtado.
I just said that.
Aaron, 9 out of 10 times it's going to be the right answer, but of course, not for this riddle.
Who am I in love with? Nelly Furtado. Why am I late? Nelly Furtado.
How is that word spelled? Nelly Furtado.
I'm like a bird. I'll always fly away. I want to be honest. I promise you guys I'd be more open and honest with the two of you. I wish I was doing Peter Griffin impressions.
I'd rather you lie. From now on, just lie to me.
Should be a spinoff or...
I don't know if you can do a Peter impression that will get you the answer to this riddle, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I just know the answer now? I'm starting to get... pissed
Answer?
Off.
Aaron, I think you've done a good job. You've eaten all your peas. You've eaten all your broccolis. I think that you could just know the answer.
I'm starting to get what the French call pissed off.
I'm starting to get to pissed off.
But before I give you the answer, I got to say to Tom, congratulations. You've stumped him. And then a big stumped stamp appears on both of your foreheads.
Stamp. Stumped. It's 6 feet of bubblegum for you, not them.
Jimmy, why don't you piss off?
I'm just trying to give Tom their due. Answer.
Psychic
he woke
rooster.
Up, wondered what time it was, and then proceeded to play his trumpet, provoking his neighbor into yelling, "Stop playing the trumpet! It's 3 in the goddamn morning!"
Trumpet.
A trumpet.
Oh, so this was, oh my gosh, I want to see a scene.
Yes. Wait, can I just say, that guy puts like creative thinker under special skills on his resume. That guy fucking sucks.
Tom also says greetings from England. So,
ooh.
I guess this posh motherfucker. Whatever.
Greetings.
Fuck you, Tom. We hate you on this podcast.
Tom,
turn
what's
off
up?
Your torch. I want to see a scene.
Yes.
Aaron, you are sleeping. You're in a nice little suburban area neighborhood, and you happen to just get a new neighbor the night before, which is Lou Bega, played by JPC. And it is very early in the morning, and Lou Bega is waking you up, and so you open up your window.
A little bit of the paper in my hand, a little bit of my coffee in my other hand, a little bit of my pajamas on my butt, a little bit of I should get the mail.
Hey, man. Sorry, can you keep it down?
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Lou. I just moved in.
Yeah, Lou, I'm a new
really
mom.
Made the rounds.
And if you wake the baby, you take the baby.
Courtney?
Okay? Monica.
Melissa?
Monica.
Jen.
Monica.
Ellen?
Don't guess my name. I'm telling you, it's Monica.
Oh, I thought we were both saying names of vacation spots that we'd love to go to.
Jen?
Yeah, I love to drink gin and Monaco. Don't you? Have you ever been?
Monica. My name is Monica.
What?
Hey, Lou, can I call you Lou?
What?
My baby is napping right now, and I just need you to keep it down. I know you're probably a songwriter or something. My name?
You are correct. I am a songwriter. I wrote one song exactly.
Wah, wah, baby sounds.
Oh, my baby is up.
Baby sounds. Oh. Zip. Ha-ha! I'm not your baby. I'm Dr. Chameleon.
Where's my baby?
Six Emperoratus.
See.
Dr. Chameleon,
one,
what a twist.
Two, three, four,
what a
five.
Twist for
everybody.
You.
Here's my challenge to anybody who stumbles upon this episode. If you can sing Mambo Number 5,
if you can make it
Frank
through
Sinatra,
the whole episode,
one, two, if you can sing Mambo Number 5 like Frank Sinatra, I'll pay you. I don't know. I'll Venmo you $50, but it has to be the first person to get this to me.
It's the first person. So,
and
if you're listening to this on the day it came out, I've already sent him the video. I've already claimed the money.
And it can't be just you and like a voice note recording it and singing it. It has to be like, there has to be production value. But that doesn't sound fair because then they're...
$50 in production value?
Yeah, I was going to say, never mind. This is off. Never mind. It's canceled.
All right. That challenge is canceled. I know what you're thinking. Could we have just deleted it from the episode? No. It was too good. It had to stay.
We have to earmark when Adel fails.
Adel, I know that we have been unfair to you throughout this whole episode.
Aww.
Or I guess maybe that's just Aaron. I won't speak for myself.
Yeah.
So now it's time for Adel to just get his own time to say, do you have anything that you would like to plug? Because we would love to hear about it.
Oh my gosh. I wasn't ready for this.
I'm sorry.
Let me take out my index cards. I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank everyone who's been there for my mom, my agent. Please check out Psychic Rooster opening summer 2025. We're still looking for funding. It should be October. So if you have any spooky videos or fun Halloween, anything, decorations or songs or candies, send it to me, please. You can find me on Twitter at @AdelRafi. You can find me on Instagram at @AdelRafi. And send us more riddles to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. I think we're always looking to fill the coffers, as it were. So please.
We're always looking to have riddles stay in there for 3 years before we get to them. We're always looking for that.
And please, if you enjoyed something from this episode and you want to tweet about it, please use hashtag #HeyFamilyFamilyGuy. What's
a
good hashtag?
Aaron is very hashtag Aaron is very brave for going through that haunted house.
Okay, JPC, did you see that? Aaron just hijacked my plugs.
Yep. Okay.
Aaron hijacked my plugs.
Aaron,
oh, I'm
turn about fair play.
Casey, I'm getting a little echo.
echo.
Do you hear that, Casey?
I hear it too. Yeah, the echo's on mine as well.
I got to upgrade my laptop.
Okay, turnabout's fair play. Aaron, do you have anything to plug? And Adel, you do get one steal.
Okay, well, I was on two podcasts
I like
recently.
To steal.
Okay.
Those podcasts were Buttcast and Fartsville.
You booked Fartsville?
You're not hurting me in this.
There's so much
You're
more
hurting
popular
these very
than this.
Sweet people.
How did you get on Fartsville? They're the cum town of the Midwest.
I was on Better Movie Club. They are amazing. I had a great time in that podcast. I was also on the podcast Cruise Control, C-R-E-W-S, Control, and I had a great time on that as well. All really great people, really fun episodes. Check out both shows, even if we don't want to listen to my episode. JPC, anything to plug? Adel and I each get one steal.
I like to
Twitter.
Steal.
Okay.
No, I don't have anything.
I'd like to steal Twitch.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I guess both my plugs got stolen. It was just going to be Twitch and Twitter. So I here's what I'll say. Have a great day. And whatever you do that makes you happiest today, I want you to do that. Now, for most of you...
Finally,
rubes,
I get to be me.
For most of you fucking rubes, it's going to be listening to this episode again. And that's fine. That's fine. Because it's the thing that makes me happiest as well. And it'll really fuck with our download numbers. And it'll make it look like this episode is insanely popular. So go do that. Aaron, it's getting to be that spooky season.
Follow
which means Park that...
JPC.
Wait, I thought... Hold what? On. No, JP So Fly on Twitter. Shark Barkman is his Instagram.
I know. I'm
and Twitch.
Oh, is it Twitch? Okay.
It's both. It's Instagram. It's the one that I have good branding for.
Nice.
It's also my name on Peloton. So
I smell. I very rarely smell, and now I smell a smell. Someone is cooking.
Stroke. Oh,
sorry.
Or cooking. Sorry.
Jupiter.
Or cooking.
Bye forever.
Oh, I did have something to announce.
Come on.
I'm retiring. Waka Waka Kids.
What?
It's had a great run. We might think of something else in the future to do, but you will no longer hear me say Waka Waka Kids at the end of any episode. Casey, I know that what I'm saying is really important, but go ahead and play the theme song right through it, because all we needed was that first part. And if they can hear me in the background of the theme song, good for them.
Jupiter.
Casey, cut what JPC just said and add it to the end of every episode. This is JPC's new outro tagline. This whole explanation.
Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, ghosts and crows. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. The Hey Riddle Riddle crew gathers around the fire and tells some spooky stories. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue crew for $5 a month or the Review crew for $8 a month. See you then.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.